Thanks to you, tomorrow will be a new day in America.
Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi celebrating the midterm results that returned the House to Democratic control.
I am Congresswoman-elect Rashida.
Democrats fueled their victory with opposition to President Donald Trump, spurred by a strong turnout of women and progressive voters on behalf of candidates like Massachusetts Democrat Ayanna Pressley.
We have affirmed that while this could go down as the darkest time in our history, we won't let it be. And instead, we will be defined by our hopes, not our fears.
Thank you very much. Please.
President Trump now faces the prospect of a stalled legislative agenda and numerous oversight investigations launched by House Democrats. But Trump remains defiant.
They got nothing. Zero. You know why? Because there is nothing. But they can play that game, but we can play it better.
The fact is, you do not have the votes in the House.
Nancy, I do. We need border security. Nancy.
Trump and Democratic leaders have already clashed over funding for his border wall, a preview of the partisan fights to come, says analyst John Fortier.
Democrats will certainly use their majority to highlight some differences with Donald Trump and to investigate the Trump administration. And then we'll be spending this year leading into the presidential election of 2020, so it's a transition year.
Without full Republican control of Congress, Trump may be looking to cut some deals with Democrats, says Jim Kessler.
At this point, we have not seen Donald Trump really have the ability to work with Democrats to cut any sort of deal in the first 2 years, so Mr. Art of the Deal has really fallen short. We'll see if that is possible this time.
But the president will also have to deal with the Russia investigation, which may be moving toward a conclusion in the coming months. Veteran political analyst Tom DeFrank.
This is a watershed year coming up for President Trump. I mean, he's going to have to confront whatever it is that Robert Mueller says about him or alleges, and I think it's going to be a difficult year for him.
This election's about jobs and judges, borders.
Trump will be increasingly focused on the next presidential election, but so will scores of Democrats who hope to defeat him, says Guillen McKee.
You know, I think the reality is that the 2020 campaign has begun. That's probably unfortunate, but that shapes everything going forward.
Ours is the greatest political movement.
What happens in 2019 could go a long way to determining whether Donald Trump is a one-term or two-term president.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.